The Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 14. This is letter number 5008. This is actually a follow-up to the other one's letter that we learned earlier. Baruch Hashem, this sixth day of Teves and Tavshin Yud Zayin. Earlier, we read the letter about the person wanted to make a... they finished the Sefer Torah, they wanted to push it off for a long time. And the Rebbe said... not to push it off so long, you know, do it, find a good auspicious day and do it then. The Rebbe was not to delay something good. This is Rebbe's view, saying a lot of different things. The Rebbe writes, don't push it off because this is something positive. The Rebbe... the previous letter was 4,926, we learned earlier. So the Rebbe addressed it to the one who's activist in the Tzarchi Tzibur, Shneir Zalman Shiyichya Mechuna, who is known as Dr. Yitzchoki, that's what they called him, Shalom Bracha. Rebbe says, I'm confirming receiving your letter dated the 2nd of Teves, in which you write that you set the time for bringing the Sefer Torah into the shul for the 15th day of Shvat, Chamisha Asar B'Shvat, which is the Rosh Hashanah for trees. The Rebbe says, in a separate envelope, I sent you a booklet in which you'll find a letter from my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with the titles as it relates to bringing in a Sefer Torah. And the Rebbe says, for sure, it will be received in a timely way so that you'll have it for the 15th of Shvat. The Rebbe writes the traditions over there. What we do is bring in the Sefer Torah, you take out all the other Sefer Torah, you greet, and you dance with the Torah, you say Atoreses, etc., etc. So the Rebbe says, our sages tell us that you put a privilege in a privileged day. Megalgalim Zchus L'Yom Zaka, you'll roll a privilege into, if we have a special privilege day, that day will also get that additional privilege. So the fact that you're making the Sefer Torah, the Siyum, on Chamisha Asar B'Shvat, so that is a connection, and we know the Baal Shem Tov said that every item and every matter we can learn a lesson in the service of Hashem. Whatever happens in life, or whatever happens, we can always learn a lesson. That means, what does it mean, a lesson in the service of man, in fulfilling his purpose of creation? What is the purpose of creation? The Mishnah says, to serve Hashem. So you can learn from every item something in our service to Hashem. So we say there is a hint about this, of having the Sefer Torah being finished on Chamisha Asar B'Shvat, on the 15th of Shvat, in our service to Hashem. So what's the hint over here? The Rebbe says, possibly we can say that we know that a person is called a microcosm of the world. He's called an Oiklulam Kotl. You have the big world, and the person is a small world. And everything that we find in the world, we can also find in the person. Especially in the big world, we find the four categories: the growing, the inanimate, the growing, the living, and the human being, the speaking. So we also have these four categories within the microcosm, within the person, the small world. And also, in the service of a man, of a person to his creator, from a person, from Hashem, from a person to God, there's also these four categories. And they go from strength to strength, from step to step. So we start off similar as the category of Zdidomim, of inanimate. Which means, what's inanimate? Inanimate doesn't move. Which means that you're only recipient. You don't add anything on your own. So that refers to the age when you're young, childish, that's when you don't produce yet. You're just a recipient. Your parents, your teachers, whoever it is, you're still a child. You're like inanimate. You don't do on your own. And then from inanimate, you elevate and then you become growing. We know that one wheat can make sprout many wheats, and from one seed there is a tree that carries fruit, is loaded with fruit. That means that when the idea that you received and that you studied, you reflect it and then you work it through its length and its width and its depth, and you utilize it to self-development to the extent possible. So as a child, you're just a recipient. But when you start to grow, that means you take that information, what you've learned and what you've accepted and what you've been taught, just like from one wheat, and you make a lot of wheat, and from one kernel, you get a big tree. You take the ideas that you learned, you reflect on it, you work it through the length and the width, the depth, and you utilize it for self-development to the extent possible. And then from that category, you go up within time and through work, effort of the soul, effort of the flesh, you create and you go up to the category of the living. What does that mean? What does it mean? How do we translate the category of the living? That you overcome your natural, your nature, if it has been a non-desirable. If you have tendencies that naturally are not, you have to overcome them. The same thing is sometimes your environment, maybe the tradition of your parents, maybe they had bad influences, and similar cases. So usually you say when you change your place and you're no longer tied to your surrounding where you are, that's like a living thing. The living, a tree is tied to its place. It doesn't move anywhere. Yes, it grows, it develops, but it's only there in that space. But when you come to the level of living, then you can move away. You can go places. You're not tied. That represents the idea that even your nature, you're not tied to your nature, or your tradition. You can change your place. And you're no longer tied to your environment. But that is still not the ultimate purpose and goal, the final goal. A person needs to still go up to a whole elevated category, which is the category of the speaker, the human being, a intellectual person with ideas in a ideas, not even ideas, practical ideas, just in ideas, abstract ideas, just to intellectually understand it. Not only intellect, which is applicable, seichel maisi, which is applicable to practical things, which also animals have that enough seichel, enough wisdom for their practical finding their food and things like that. But we're talking about just more an abstract, that's only a human being. Because in animals, you have, for example, you have a fox, which is called the wise one of the animals, amongst the animals. It hides its tracks when it runs away. I'm just giving an example in various different ways, or similar. So what does this mean? That even when you are serving Hashem, you're not satisfied with just learning that which is necessary for that, what you need to know how to do things. You know, to know what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. So you're studying to figure out and know the practical laws, how to live your life. But more than that, you're also occupying yourself in knowing your Creator. As the Pasuk says, Da es elokei evicha, know God your God. you are reflecting and contemplating about Hashem and His creations, which generally that's the inner part of Torah, that in our generation it has been revealed and articulated in the teaching of Chassidus. So, from all the above, we understand that the beginning of the activities of the person is, first, you got to go up from the category of inanimate, just to be a recipient. You got to go over to the category and start growing. And that beginning starts on Rosh Hashanah for trees. Because it says, the Odom is Eitz HaSodeh, the man is like the tree in the field. That's the time to start to grow, to become not only a recipient, but to start to grow, which means to create all these fruits and all the everything. And then you come to Rosh Hashanah, which reflects to matters that are related to animals. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, actually, in the first Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, says that Rosh Hashanah for Maaser Behemah is on the first day of Elul. So, there's a difference, actually, another opinion there. Blazers say also on the first day of Tishrei. I mean, that's the Rebbe, he doesn't get into the detail of the Mishnah because there's different opinions. But Rosh Hashanah for matters of person, which is, of course, Rosh Hashanah Tishrei, the first day of Tishrei. So, what is the point of Rosh Hashanah what is the last elevation that we go, the Rosh Hashanah, becoming a human, is, say before me, Malchius, Imru Lefonai Malchius, the Eberster says, say before me verses of making me a king, Kidesh Tam Luchuni Aleichem, so you make me a king over you. Basically, on Rosh Hashanah, we make Hashem our king. So the ultimate goal is making Hashem our king, and that comes through the knowledge about what it means Hashem is your king. That is all connected through the level of Rosh Hashanah. The Rebbe ends with a bracha. This person was rewarded because he asked the Rebbe, he wanted to delay. The Rebbe says, no, make it on an auspicious day. He made it on Chamishasa Bishvat. So therefore, the Rebbe merited to the Rebbe. The Rebbe sent him the letter of the previous Rebbe, but he merited to get a letter from the Rebbe explaining a whole idea over here, connecting the what's happening on Tu Bishvat, on the 15th of Shvat, the Siyum Sefer Torah. And the Rebbe says, well, a human being is also considered a small world. And like in the world, you have the four categories. The person has also the four categories. And ultimately, person has to grow. Starts off by being inanimate, just a recipient. Then you grow, just like a tree grows and delivers. So you also have to take that what you've learned and spread it out, and then you work hard, you become a living, which means you're not only stuck to where you are, you change your nature, you change your environment, and ultimately you become the category of a human being which learns abstract matters, not just for the practical. That's Chassidus, the Rebbe translates it. So it all starts when? It starts when you go from the inanimate it starts with Rosh Hashanah because of the trees, which is Tu Bishvat. That's when growth starts. So Rebbe says that this leads always up till the other Rosh Hashanah, which is making Hashem a king over you. And Rebbe ends with a blessing. So that's a powerful lesson and a powerful privilege in order for him to be able to get such a letter from the Rebbe.